Hello, calls to this number are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound.
Alex.
Please wait a moment while your call is connected.
Hi, good morning, Curtis.
Good morning.
I'm so...
Oh, hey, Eleni.
Yeah, how are you? I'm so sorry. Yesterday, I wasn't able to really call you back that late.
Yeah, okay.
I apologize.
That's all right.
I thank you. But, yeah, I actually wanted to call because, gosh... I don't even know where to start with this. I heard from Forrest on what happened, and I'm so sorry about it. I'm just...
Just forget the whole deal about selling, buying, or whatever.
I mean, like, right now, it's unbelievable that someone would go and do something like that, honestly. I wanted to call you directly to hear your thoughts, and you know, when you said that forgot the deal, man, we still wanted to move forward, really and honestly. Jonathan, our partner, went out there after the fire on Sunday, and we think there's still something that we can do. I mean, do you have like any idea on who might have done this or how it could have happened?
What did I say? What did I ask for? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What did I ask for?
I'm not exactly sure, Curtis.
I was thinking that's 25, wasn't it?
I'm sorry?
That's 25, I think.
Oh, the amount, let me actually pull it up real quick.
Yeah, I know it's about 25, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Man, people call me here directly at my house for it. Want to buy it.
Oh, okay.
That's what they told the house. I told them about the house, and I told them no, that was wrong, and there ain't no three-bed baths in there.
Mm.
I told them that the house wasn't really worthwhile for them, but be better off and knock it down. It's a town. So they'd like to buy it from me. He didn't want to give the money to nobody because he felt that it would be scammed or something.
Right. Well, I mean, we are planning to actually close end of month or this month, December, when we got the title or we got the title from the DMV. It looks like what you have in here is the original contract price was $20,000. That was the agreement that you signed when you initially signed with us. Not 25.
25.
So you're saying you believe it's 25, not 20?
What did I ain't 20? If I receive my money between now.
So. You need to sign the agreement, or you actually need to sign the closing documents before the attorneys can release the money.
I sign the day I meet up with the person to hand me my money. That's the day I sign it.
That's right. If you, once you sign it, but the thing is, you said that you don't have a valid ID So what's going to happen is probably we're going to need two witnesses.
I get a valid ID.
You are going to get?
My driver's license is a valid ID.
I thought it was already expired.
No, I can get my valid.
I know, but you hate going to the DMV, right?
Yeah, I ain't got to go to the DMV to get it.
You don't have to?
No.
I mean, another option is we could have, like, two witnesses when you sign someone that is, knows
good
you
nice.
Personally.
Okay, I can do that, too.
Dennis, your son, does he have an ID?
No, it expired.
He also doesn't have an ID?
I just use my sister's.
Gotcha, okay.
Brother.
Your sister have an ID?
Yeah.
Okay, they do have. Is that one? How about the other person? Can you think of a different
person? He has one, too.
I'm sorry?
He has one. They both will have IDs.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, I just really wanted to call because I wanted to let you know that we still wanted to move forward with a deal. But
you want to do it Friday?
Let me see. Friday, December the 6th, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, what about when we meet?
Okay. I will talk to Forrest about it because he's the person who really has the power to do that or to schedule it. But I wanted to kind of let you know as well that, like what I've said, Jonathan, our partner, went out there after the fire on Sunday. And, like, we still wanted to move forward. But it's just that the extra damage adds significant cost on our side, and you know, if you're still open to agreeing, I know you said 25K, but what you have here is 20K. But I mean, if you're still
but if I'm not able to make it myself because I'm sick, you know, I don't want you to give it to my sister. I give it to my brother, the one or two.
Well, they will send a mobile notary to you usually if you cannot make it to the office.
You send me the thing so I can sign it so they can hand it to you.
Yeah. They'll be at your property wherever you want them to be.
I need you to send me the thing that I need to send through mail. Can you do that?
Well, the mobile
sure,
notary will be the one who's going to be there, actually, so you don't have to mail it back. It needs to be secured. It needs to be them who's going to take the document.
And I have my sister and my brother saying it.
Okay. That's good to
okay.
know. I mean, I wanted to ask as well, are you still open on agreeing to a new price so we can get this worked out?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I was saying as it was without the house. Because I had told him the house wasn't no good to start out with.
Gotcha.
I was honest about it. And I know I can get that out of it by itself.
Okay.
I know that for sure.
So you're not, I mean, just because the fire was actually caught. I mean, the house was caught on fire. So we checked the property after the fire, Curtis. And as for Jonathan, he said that there's going to be, like, an extra damage that adds significant cost on our side. So, I mean, I was just asking if you're open to agreeing to a new price so we can get this worked out and send it over to you for your review.
20, if I said 20, I'm holding my. That's as cheap as I can go. Because it's an airport coming in, an accident is closed. the likes of the Buena Vista. I noticed that wasn't on there. It's good hunting in there, good fishing. The neighbor, I couldn't speak much of him because I'd make to break his neck. He's probably the one set it on fire.
Who is it? Your neighbor?
Yeah.
Is that the one that you were saying? I forgot his name.
More than
like
likely
Will.
He did it. More than likely he did it. I'm not saying he did it, but I'm just saying more than likely.
Gosh.
Okay,
I'm
going to go back to sleep. I haven't been feeling well, and I still don't feel well.
I'm so sorry about that. And I'll let Forrest know what you think about it. Curtis, let me ask you this before you go. Would you really prefer to get nothing out of this situation instead of walking away with something? I mean, this is still an opportunity to get some money and move forward rather than letting the property sit in this state.
That's what I said, $20,000. That's as low as I will go. I keep it before I give it away. That's giving it away right there. I paid close to $1,000. Well, yeah, it is over $1,000. $600 every. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
It's around $1,000 a year on taxes on it.
Okay.
That airport coming in here, that's going to make it sale.
Okay.
May get some big money out of it from somebody from California or New York. That's my high hopes. If I don't sell it to y'all, if I come across someone with a good amount of money, I'm selling it.
Okay. But you said 25, and you have it signed with us for 20,000.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Well, great. I will let Forrest know, and I will review everything this afternoon to get back to you with the price that should work with you. If Forrest wanted to talk to you directly,
nothing to say about it, it will be gone by Friday. I will sell it.
It will be gone by Friday?
It will be gone by Friday. All I have to do is let him know.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna talk to Forrest about it. Can we call you back within the day or?
Going back today, but I leave me a message. I can get there and answer the phone over and over. Something very important, I will call you back, okay, like I did yesterday, last night.
Can we call you around 7 p.m. as well, or what time can
Around 7 would be good.
Okay. All right, Curtis.
Okay.
I appreciate you.
I hope so. All right, you have a good evening.
You
have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.